The digital revolution in publishing doesn't play favorites. When it comes to ebooks, change has to come for authors, publishers, and libraries alike. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. Once upon a time, libraries were about access to books, period. And in that line of work, they held a monopoly. In the digital world of 2014, though, libraries are concerned with all types of media, and they face competitive challenges they never envisioned before. Just back from the midwinter meeting of the American Libraries Association is Andrew Albanese, Publishers Weekly senior writer, who joins me now as he does every Friday. Welcome back, Andrew.
Hey there, Chris.
Well, so it is interesting that at the end of 2013, as we reported, libraries began making some progress on the ebook issue that's vexed them for so long, or so we thought. So you've just come back from the ALA midwinter meeting, and ebooks were once again a hot topic there, but with some twists. Tell us what you learned last week in Philadelphia.
Well, I learned that low temperatures and snow can really mess up people's travel plans. Something I gather people in the South are learning this week. But nevertheless, the ALA pulled off a pretty successful meeting in Philadelphia. Its total attendance was the highest in a decade since the meeting was in Boston in 2005. So that's pretty notable. And I think that's especially notable considering that the bad weather pretty much killed on-site registrations and walk-ins. And because this year there was also a Public Library Association meeting in March, meaning that we're going to have three big ALA meetings within 6 months. That's if you count the ALA meeting in Vegas this June. So let me say to ALA, well done, getting over 12,000 people to come to Philadelphia for the show. As for the meeting itself, there was lots of talk about lots of subjects, for sure. And as you suggest, ebooks remain right at the top of librarians' list. And there was one session with the ALA's Digital Content Working Group. That's the group that was assembled to wrestle with the ebook issue, where librarians got a really excellent recap, not only of where things now stand in the library ebook environment, we'll call it, but also sort of a bigger picture, futuristic kind of view as well.
Well, indeed. So let's just step back a bit and remind listeners about the ALA Digital Content Working Group. Tell us who they are and what they are charged to do.
Certainly. So as our listeners will no doubt recall, back in 2011-ish or so, libraries and publishers were battling over ebook access. And, you know, there were many major publishers that were not working with libraries, and the others were all looking for kind of ways to add what they called friction to the ebook lending process, basically trying to preempt or to address fears, we should say, that library ebook lending was going to, that lending direct to devices anyway, was going to somehow harm sales, whether of ebooks or print books. And as things got more tense over that year, 2011 especially, the ALA chartered this group, the Digital Content Working Group, to begin addressing these ebook issues. It has two great co-chairs, Robert Wolven from Columbia University and Sari Feldman from the Cuyahoga Public Library in Ohio. And they also have a great leadership team from the ALA working with them. But, you know, in the beginning, things didn't go so well for the Digital Content Working Group. There were some really tense meetings right out of the gate, and there were some town halls, there was some pushback from publishers, there were some little PR battles that were going on, and little really changed on the ebook issue, and things even seemed to regress at one point when Penguin pulled out of the market entirely. But just before the ALA annual in 2012 is when it really got bad. You know, the librarians in the blogosphere started expressing this desire to just walk away from ebooks entirely. Publishers didn't want to play with them, fine, they would go find another game to play. But it is worth noting that the Digital Content Working Group was never really about negotiating outcomes for ebooks. It was always about generating a dialogue and about learning each side's needs and concerns and just keeping the lines of communication open. The committee all along stressed that, and they urged patience, and more to the point, they practiced patience. And towards the end of 2012, the ice finally broke. And in 2013, we saw even more progress on the ebook front. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that as someone who has been on the library and infotech beat since 1999, that the Digital Content Working Group is probably the most productive ALA initiative I've ever seen. You know, they've set a really strong agenda. They've stayed true to that agenda. They've done a great job communicating their purpose, and they're starting to see the results now.
Right. So right around the same time that the president gave his State of the Union address to Congress, you got a kind of State of the Union when it comes to the e-book situation for libraries and publishers. So where do things stand right now for libraries?
Yes, indeed. And, you know, well, the state of library, the Library Publisher Union, we'll call it, is it's getting better. I wouldn't say necessarily that it's, you know, on its the best footing it could be, but it's definitely stronger. And on the PW site, you can read all about this digital content working group section, which I wrote a lengthy article on. That session was interesting. Here's the State of the Union from Sari Feldman, who kicked off the meeting with by running down some of the advances that we saw over the last year. You know, all five of the major publishers are now working with libraries. And the most striking change, she said, has been that there's a change in the temperature of the talks between libraries and publishers, where the questions previously were whether publishers should have a library ebook lending program. The question now is how to do it. So that's definitely a good thing. But this is one of the reasons why the Digital Content Working Group is working so well, I think. You know, while they have one foot firmly planted in the present, trying to get access to ebooks right now for library users, they also have a foot stepping towards the future. And, you know, no one was taking bows, we'll put it this way, at this year's Digital Content Working Group after a year where they saw great progress. They were very aggressively thinking about the future. For example, Alan Inouye from the ALA Office for Information and Technology Policy also spoke at that session, and he said the group was busily looking at how the value proposition for libraries has changed in the digital world. You know, with print book lending, libraries for decades had enjoyed pretty much a monopoly. But in the digital world now, we have ebook competition from all kinds of commercial vendors, including lending. And with digital lending, libraries are also now competing for user attention with all kinds of digital content, all right on the same device. And I know you and I have talked about that quite a bit in the past. You know, pricing is also still an issue. So, you know, while basic access has been achieved, and that's no small achievement, there still are some very big issues looming.
Right, indeed. And you know, change, as I said at the top of this, has come to everyone in the digital revolution. And the publishing business has changed in all of its aspects. And I understand there was some discussion around that and the impact for libraries.
Yeah, and this is going to be something that we're going to be writing a lot on in PW. And certainly I have an article on this in Monday's issue as well in our ALA wrap-up. But change definitely is something we can look forward to in the future. And this was the meat of the ebook talk the Digital Content Working Group hosted at ALA. You know, Robert Wolven, the co-chair, had noted that the group so far had focused on different points in the ebook supply chain, publishers and vendors like Overdrive, for example. But now Wolven said it was time to focus on authors. To that end, you know, a literary agent spoke to the group, Ginger Clark from Curtis Brown. She was fantastic. She gave the librarians a good sense of what authors want. And she said authors are generally fine, even love working with libraries. Their concern is they simply want to make sure they're getting a fair cut of the monies that libraries are spending in the digital realm. So fair point there. And then PW contributing editor Peter Brantley gave a great talk on how technology is creating new authorship tools and enabling all kinds of new opportunities, and especially opportunities for libraries. And libraries, he noted, must seize the opportunity now before them to work with authors and their communities. Self-publishing was a big part of his talk. And self-publishing, he noted, is beginning to transfer control away from publishers and back to authors who can now see themselves as the locus of production. Peter actually got a little animated towards the end of his talk. And at one point, you know, he said that this issue made him want to pound his hands on the table and say, you know, hey, wake up. This is important stuff. You know, we've spent so much energy on getting books from the big five and under what terms and what prices ebooks can be bought and lent. But the fact of the matter is that there is a whole new world of publishing exploding right before our eyes. And the library community has a role there. But right now, they're really not doing anything about it in any kind of concerted way. And he insisted they need to. And the Digital Content Working Group agreed with him. That's why they hosted his talk. You saw a lot of librarians nodding their heads. And, you know, I think he's right, too.
Well, you know, imagine that. Peter Brantley animated, worth the price of admission to the ALA midwinter meeting. Thank you, as always, Andrew Albanese, for your wrap-up for us here on Beyond the Book.
My pleasure, Chris.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You could follow us on Twitter, find Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.